Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في
أرض. Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And as history is a testament, and furthermore both friend and enemy have testified openly, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not tainted with any vices, unlike so many others who surrounded him and opposed him. He had a perfect faith in Allah, and so he acted according to his belief. Imam Ali alayhi salam was a lantern of guidance in his time, where the sunnah of the Holy Prophet had begun to be forgotten. Yet Imam Ali remained steadfast on the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam, like a solid, unshakable fortress in the middle of a great wild storm.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: لا يعاب المرء بتأخير حقه، إنما يعاب من أخذ ما ليس له.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "No person is to be blamed for delay in securing his own right, but blame lies on him who takes what he is not entitled to."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be speaking about the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali, alayhi salam. So we find there's kind of an interesting story in the early life of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. He says that on one occasion, I myself and the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we would go about and try to destroy the idols of the Quraishi Meccan polytheists. It's interesting that Prophet Abraham, he did the same thing. He would go and he would also destroy the idols of the people of his era. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one day the Holy Prophet and I advanced towards the Kaaba, and this is now at a time where the Kaaba is still has been, you know, tainted with these idols that the people have placed inside and outside of the Kaaba. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that when we were there, the Holy Prophet asked me to sit down so that he could climb up on my shoulders and get up to one of the bigger idols. And so, you know, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that I tried my best to stand up carrying the Messenger of Allah, but for some reason I felt that the weight was a lot of weight. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean physical weight. Spiritual weight is also something that should be calculated in this equation. So he says that the Prophet felt like I was, you know, a little bit shaky. And so the Prophet came down and he sat down and he told Imam Ali alayhi salam to climb up on his shoulders. And so Imam Ali says that when the Prophet raised me up, I felt like I was able to touch the sky. Again, this is spiritual reality that is being spoken about. They went up and they picked up one of the copper statues that was an idol. They moved it left and right and then they dropped it down. Once the statue broke, Imam Ali says, I came down from the shoulders and we tried to run as quickly as we could so that nobody could see what we had done, of course, because if they had seen them, they probably would have killed the both of them. Idols are something that we face even in the present day. We have idols within ourselves, we have idols outside of ourselves, we have idols that are created by society, we have idols that are created by various different philosophies. And like I said, we have idols within ourselves. All of these idols have to be fought against. And of course, by taking hold of the hand of Imam Ali alayhi salam, taking hold of the hand of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the divinely appointed Imams, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, it is via the intermediation and the help of these holy individuals that we can fight back against the idols within ourselves, and we can destroy the idols outside of ourselves. And you know, idols, as we have said, they are not just of wood and stone. Power has become an idol. Wealth has become an idol. Material objects have become an idol. Fame, status, social position have become idols. Greed, jealousy, hatred has become idols. Along with all the other idols that are put forth for humanity, it is only with the help of these immaculate and infallible, divinely appointed individuals that we can destroy these idols. A very comprehensive lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi. واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 3 of the Quran in verse number 33 makes an announcement where he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى. Verily God has chosen Adam and then Nuh and then the family of Abraham and then Imran عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ over the rest of the people in the world. When you look at this verse of the Quran, you come to realize that all human beings have been created by Almighty God, but they are not equal in the eyes of God. As far as their status is concerned, you know, when it comes to the prophets of God, the messengers of God, those who represent Him in conveying His message, they are at a higher, you know, status than other human beings. I would like to take this opportunity to actually talk about the special status that God has given to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. The word Mubahala itself means, you know, the technical translation in English will be malediction. This is actually the conclusion of the dialogue which was started between the Prophet Muhammad and the Christians who had come from Najran, which is in the certain southern part of Arabia. In that meeting and dialogue and discussion between the Prophet and the Christians from Najran, the Christian delegation did not, you know, move away from their position. They said, you stay with your belief and we will stay with our beliefs. This is where Prophet Muhammad then challenged them for Mubahala, which means both group will then, you know, will get together in a certain place, accepted to both of them, and they will mutually pray to Almighty God to send a sign which will show who is the truthful and who is the wrong between the two groups. And so the day was appointed, the place was appointed, and the Christians came with their delegation. And the Prophet of Islam, although he was in Medina, in his capital at that time, did not go alone. He came along with his closest member of his family. He took his two grandsons with him, he took his daughter Fatima with him, and then he took his son-in-law Ali with him. And so we have five individuals, the Prophet, his daughter, his son-in-law, and two grandsons. And this is where we see that even the Christian leaders, when they looked at the blessed faces of, you know, the Prophet and his family, they were so much overcome with their holiness that they actually refused to be part of this issue of Mubahala.
And the reason why we celebrate this, because this is not only a day where we see the, you know, success of Prophet Muhammad, but it also became an opportunity for the Prophet to show to the Muslims that these members of my family are, they have a special status in my views and in the views of Almighty God.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.